So here's a short primer on Vedic architecture, or specifically Maharishi Vastu, or Maharishi Stapachaveda, or whatever you'd like to call it. First, a quick word on terminology. The overriding category, if you like, of discussion is Vedic architecture, basically architecture designing structures to support the growth and fulfillment and enlightenment of the inhabitants of the structure. That's really so. In my case here, this 5-minute little discussion with you, I want to confine myself to finding yourself a place to live, or a hotel room to stay the night that basically is Maharishi Vastu compliant. That's going to give you the best experience, least problems in your stay, most progress to enlightenment in your life. It's like the structure meditates for you. So Vedic architecture would be the overall name that we could call. The term Stapachaveda, if you can pronounce that, you're doing well. Stapachaveda is one of the Vedas, one of the original writings, codified writings of the Himalayas of antiquity of 10,000 years ago. There's a number of different lineages. There are huge volumes of instructions on what to do, rendered in a format of almost like poetry. And what Maharishi has done has codified. He's sat with experts from the various lineages and codified this knowledge in such a way that it can be most simplified, most effective, and really a good system. Now, the term Vastu we usually use loosely to mean the plot, the area of land where the structure sits. So when we say perfect Vastu, we mean that the area of land with the structure sitting on it is perfectly compliant with the system which we call Maharishi Vastu. The term Maharishi is used to denote a subcategory of Stapachaveda, which is which has been cleaned up in a sense and made simpler, and that's what we're talking about right now. So how do you find a perfect Vastu to live in or to stay in a hotel and so forth? You can do this easily by, if you're looking for a house, you can just use Google Earth. We can talk about that a little bit later. Anyway, now here is Maharishi Vastu made easy, made simple. You can hang it onto six different hooks, and they will be OSSPPP. So it's OSS and the three P's. And these terms are going to be orientation, O, S for slope, S for sunrise delay. That's OSS, so it's orientation, slope, sunrise delay. PPP, placement, proportion, and proximity. Let me go through these very quickly, and then you're going to have to use the resources on this website to go and find detailed information for yourself. First thing you look for is an orientation off the street entrance or entrance into the house, either cardinal east or north. Cardinal, I mean true east or true north. Be aware that the magnetic north is not the same as true north. So your compass in South Africa is going to point 17 degrees approximately to the west of true north. So you point your compass and it points at north, and then you rotate 17 degrees to your right. That gives you true north. Another way of finding true north is where the sun is at the local midday time. So entrance should be true north or true east. East is hands and head, absolutely hands down the best entrance. East entrances are auspicious, promote enlightenment. You can look at one of the diagrams on the website here and look at the results of the other orientations. Particularly avoid a south orientation. That means south off the street or south into the house. Next consideration is slope. You're looking for an east or north slope or northeast slope. In other words, down to the east, down to the north. And there's a video on this website talking where Christian is talking about the implications of that slope. And two implications are where water bodies are located. Auspicious locations for water bodies are to the east, northeast, or north of the Vastu itself, the plot itself. And another implication of this downward slope to the east or north is sunrise delay. We want that. So the third consideration after orientation and slope is sunrise lay. We want to have the sun on your property, on your face, not later than 12 minutes after the local sunrise time. Now, 12 minutes would be is given more or less by a 3-degree slope to the nearest high ground. So if you take a site, one of the things you can do is you can download an app called Clinometer and put it onto your iPhone, and then you can use your iPhone as a theodolite, and you stand at your location and then look to the east, and there should be no high ground to the east more than what gives a 3-degree slope to that high ground. In other words, the sun is not delayed in its rising time by more than 12 minutes. So less than 12 minutes, very important. And you'll see Christian talking about this on this particular website. There's a little clip of him talking about this. So that is orientation. We've talked about east and north entrances being auspicious, all other orientations being inauspicious, slope being downwards to the east or downwards to the north, sunrise delay an absolute maximum of 12 minutes, otherwise it can't be Maharishi Vastu compliant. So that's three considerations. So avoid high ground to the east. The fourth, fifth, and sixth are placement, proportion, and proximity. Placement, first of all, and in placement, we're talking about the placement of rooms. Now, you're going to go elsewhere for specific information on this, but just to give you an idea, the kitchen should be in the southeast corner of the house itself, and meditation room should be in the northeast corner. You're going to go for all the other considerations on a picture on the website. So that's placement, and the fifth consideration is proportion. Proportion of the land and proportion of the rooms. Now, I'm going to skirt over the proportion of the rooms because there are sacred proportions that you're going to have to get from Christian Schweitzer or the Maharishi Vastu Consultation Service, and there's more information on the website. So placement of proportion of the rooms is something I can't give you, but proportion of the land, ideally your Vastu, your perfect Vastu is a square, or as close to square as possible. One wants to avoid a long, narrow shape, and it is held that basically closer to the square the better. More details from Christian. So proportion of the land and proportion of the rooms. And then the last item in this very quick thumbnail sketch of Maharishi Vastu is proximity to stress concentrations like power lines, transformer stations, hospitals, jails, police stations, gathering points of stress. Obviously, one wants to be in a quiet place, not too much traffic and so forth. These are practical considerations as well. So, to get more detail on this, you need to get in touch with Christian Schweitzer using the resources on this site. And just in closing, I'd like to just use one little thing. When I'm staying in a hotel, when I'm booking a hotel, you just click on the map and you can see whether your hotel is going to have an east or a north entrance or otherwise. And my experience consistently is you stay in a place that's got a perfect east or perfect north entrance, particularly an east entrance. And in other words, the street running past the front of the hotel runs due north, due south, north, south. That gives you an east entrance, or due east, west. And that gives you, and if it's on the correct side of the street, you get a proper north entrance. And the stay is trouble-free. It's absolutely amazing. So Google Earth is another great resource for this, particularly if you're looking for the slope and the proximity of high ground. You can run your cursor over your site in Google Earth out to the east, and you can actually see the elevations of the land. And one little rule I use is a thing called the 1 in 60 rule. The 1 in 60 gives you 1 degree. In other words, if you stand at a point and then you walk in an easterly direction 60 meters, and then you go up 1 meter, that's a 1 degree. So if you go up 3 meters, having walked 60 meters, you've now gone up 3 degrees. So your high ground shouldn't be more than 3 meters in 60. So let's extend this. If you see a piece of high ground that's 600 meters away from the place where you're standing, then 600 is 10 times 60. So 3 times 10 would be 30. So it would be 30 meters in 600, or 60 meters in 1800 meters, and so forth. You get the drift. What you're looking for basically is that you have not more than 3 meters rise to the east in every 60 meters of distance from the location. good luck with this, and I hope you've enjoyed this short talk. Bye.